episode of Nightlight Stories is sponsored by SodaStream, the newest way to enjoy the bubbles without the bottles. Simply snap the reusable plastic bottle into their intuitive snap lock mechanism, customize your carbonation levels with the LED indicator, and enjoy great tasting soda in 30 seconds. With over 60 great tasting flavors to choose from, there's something for everyone. You can find SodaStream on Twitter at SodaStreamUSA, Facebook, Pinterest, Vine, and of course at their website at www.sodastreamusa.com. Locate a retailer near you and set the bubbles free. Hello and welcome to episode 59 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on October 20th, 2013. This podcast will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mel.
We're back!
Woo! Mr. Chris, it's been a crazy start to the fall, hasn't it?
It really has. Between our five-year-old starting kindergarten and you starting back to work full-time, we've been going nonstop.
But we couldn't let Halloween go by without getting in a quick flashlight episode.
Oh, flashlights. I have to remember to bring those with us when we go trick-or-treating.
I've already got them packed and waiting by the door, Mr. Chris. I'm prepared.
And I'm prepared too, Miss Mal. I'm prepared to hear this latest story. I hope it's not too scary. Zoinks!
As you listen to this story, consider the following. What questions would you ask your favorite monster? Interview with a Zombie by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Hello and welcome back. We have a very special guest for you tonight. You might know him from his latest viral video, but really, his body of work needs no introduction. Let's all give him a hand. It's Rigor Mortis! Thanks so much for being here, Rigor, all the way from Deadwood, South Dakota. How was the flight?
Good.
You must really be drained from all the appearances you've been making. I hear you have a special alarm on your phone that is so noisy it could wake the dead. Would you like to tell us about it?
Loud.
I hear you. I'm like a zombie in the morning until I get my coffee. I just need that first cup to get my mind right. I can't be shambling into work feeling like the living dead. I need that little something to get me going, or I just fall apart. But enough about me. I could just go on forever. Let's talk about your video. It really grabs the audience. People can't stop talking about it. Why do you think it's so infectious?
Brains.
Oh, you are so right. It is smart. It really does make people think. Once you've seen it, the images just gnaw at you. When I first saw it, I was clinging to the edge of my seat. Nothing could have dragged me away. I was literally screaming with delight. The work had such spirit. I'm going to go out on a limb here and ask, do you have plans to make a sequel?
More.
Oh, good! I can't wait for the sequel. I bet you can't wait to tear into it. Can you tell us anything about it? Never mind. Don't tell us. I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise. Everyone would just moan and groan at me about it. Your life must have changed once you were bitten by fame. Are you enjoying some of the creature comforts? Are you just eating it up?
Feed.
Yes, it really does offer us some food for thought. Speaking of, your fans are just ravenous, Rigor. I hear they are coming to get you all the time, even in the dead of night. Why can't they just let you rest in peace? It's like they're possessed. It might be rotten of me to say, but I really can't blame them. It's quite a thrill to finally meet you. When fans get a hold of you, do they just chew your ear off?
Me.
What a great idea. Sometimes I'm so absent-minded, I almost completely forgot to take questions from the audience. Oh, the horror! Would you be willing to take one? Who wants to come up here and ask a question? Anyone want to meet Rigger face to face? Someone must have a question. Anyone? Anyone? Well, it seems that our audience has stage fright. How about I seize the moment and ask one from our email grab bag? This question comes from Barbara. Hi, Rigger. I was shivering with anticipation when I found out you were going to be on the show. Keeping with the spirit of the season, what are you looking forward to the most this upcoming Halloween?
Treats.
I completely agree. You know that chocolate is just devilish. The only problem is the tooth decay, but there's nothing like a little snack to liven you up, you know? Speaking of which, are you hungry, Rigger? You look famished. I know I'm starving, too. Hey, let's go grab a bite to eat after the show.
Eat.
Well, everyone, it seems that the end of the show has crept up on us. I'm afraid we have to say our goodbyes. I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface. Rigger, thanks so much for being such a lively, animated guest. I hope you'll come back and see us again.
Please.
And thank you, audience, for being part of the show. Don't miss tomorrow when we'll have that lovable husband and wife team of Decrepid and Rhea Maines to join us to sing their greatest hits. I'll see you on the other side.
Feast.
Oh, Rigger, that's so funny. You're the living end. I swear you're going to be the end of me. We hope you liked the story. We'd like to send out bright birthday wishes to Griffin S. of Maryland, Olivia of Maryland, Andrew of Maryland, Isabella of Maryland,
Trisha of Illinois, Lauren of South Dakota, Ryan of Texas,
Kate of West Virginia, Kelly of West Virginia, Riley of Massachusetts, Noah of Massachusetts,
Zadie of West Virginia, Zachary of West Virginia, Junior of Texas, Pam F. of Texas,
Tucker of West Virginia, and Braden of New York. We hope your days sparkled. Also, we'd like to thank SodaStream for sponsoring this episode. Thanks, SodaStream, for all the bubbly goodness. Have a safe Halloween, everyone.
We hope you get lots of candy.
As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories
and pieces of candy
we can share together.